Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the fucking show.
This is the highlight. The highlight. The highlight.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's up, PDX? What's up, internet? What's up, world? You are listening to the highlight show, which means yes, it is technically Sunday by the time that we're recording this. 12/27, December 27th, the Lord's Day, Sunday. If you listen to this, you survive Christmas and you survive the new year, because you won't hear this until 2021. And this is Steve Boogie. I have with me Cash, Big Boozer, Bass, and my guy J.E. Cash, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking find somebody where you live to do something to your thumb so you can't fucking do that sign no more. Every episode now, for the listeners, he does this damn upside down hand sign. And I don't know what it means. We were just saying that I want him to like just erase it. I just want to erase it somehow from his long-term memory. You know, he said he needs like 3 bottles of Respirato. So, you know, anybody out there, hit a Instagram, you know, DM us. Hi_in_low_lives.
What do you mean, bitches?
Yeah, yeah. Give him those 3 bottles, man. I'm tired of him doing that shit. Like, we already have a hand signal. And this motherfucker keeps doing it every show. I think he's trolling me now. And I feel a type of way about it.
It's called operant conditioning.
I don't know what that means. Therefore, it doesn't exist. But nonetheless, how's everybody doing? How are your Christmases? How's your Kwanzaa going? If you celebrate that.
Oh, but Boozer wants to unleash. He wants to unleash.
Boozer, what the problem is?
On Kwanzaa?
No.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, whatever you celebrate. How was it? How did your holidays go, Boozer?
I would say overall they were a success. It's just now in the aftermath, it's, you know, with kids, it's like, I guess
you must be doing a lot of like assembly,
right?
Got you saw your screwdriver, huh?
Yeah, so that actually started, I'm proud of myself, that started on Christmas Eve, because I had to put my daughter's bike together, which I completely forgot about, because this shit's been in the basement for months. And I said I wanted to give it to her already assembled instead of just in the box, because even though she's not going to write it. And Christmas Eve, like 10:30, my wife's like, so, going to put that bike together? I'm like, shit.
Did you have any drinks by then?
Nah. Okay. But we had done like the cookies, and apparently she was still awake. I thought she was asleep, my daughter. Mm-hmm. So like I'm in the basement, I'm putting the shit together. And then I hear my wife saying, no, do not go down there.
So wait, the door wasn't closed? Like you couldn't lock
it? I could have. I just didn't, because I didn't expect her bedtime is 8 o'clock, man.
You're a terrible Santa, man.
She didn't go to bed her normal time that day anyway, but I didn't expect her to be up at 10:30. But yeah, I put it together. Took me 2 hours, but she got it on Friday, rode it around the living room, didn't break, didn't fall apart. So
there I think go. Good.
Yeah.
Good job, man. Good job, Uber.
But yeah, now it's like the smaller things that, you know, that other people gave her, some of which have very tiny pieces that are not great for little children, despite what the box says.
Mm-hmm. You
know, even though it might say 4+, there's a 1,200 pieces in it. It's probably not a good idea for.
Nah. Looks like it tastes good.
that's actually a great point.
Yep.
Because this one has, it says on there, it's like it's a FYI for the parents. It's like, oh, if your kid does decide to put this in their mouth, know that there's a bittering agent that will make them want to spit it out right away.
Oh,
that's like, no. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Smart. Well done.
Yeah.
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 But fuck them for everything else. Like, it's 1,300 pieces. And I'm sitting this morning, before we got on, I was trying to help her set it up. And this is after she'd been bugging us since she got it to play with it. And I was just like, and we've just been putting it off because we know it's going to be a shit show. And so this morning, finally, I'm like trying to help her. And I'm like, I don't even know where to start. Like, trying to just put the pieces together so that this, like, she could then play with it, like set it up. so she can then start taking the pieces out. And then there's a fucking website, you know, that you should go to for the instructional video. I go to the website, and it just takes me to their homepage. And then when I click through
YouTube, that's what you got to do. That's yeah. what I do. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I go to YouTube. A while back, I learned how to replace a tail light on via YouTube.
Yeah.
Very useful.
Yeah. One of my greater feats in life. No, that's good, man. Did you get anything for Christmas? The holidays?
Well, yeah, I got a couple things. I got so we were talking about this. So athleisure. I got a nice athleisure outfit. Under Armour.
Nice. Talk about it. Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Fresh.
Yeah. Some new Under Armour drip. You know what I'm saying?
But,
yeah.
T-shirt. Yeah, it's a good look. I was pleased with that. Got a keyboard, a wireless keyboard.
You know, my dumbass almost thought that you said a piano. It registered.
Yeah, me too. No, that's the first thing I thought. I was like,
you about to become a producer?
Yeah.
Got myself a nice Casio keyboard. Yeah. Big Boozer on the beat.
Right. We need a drop.
Yo, I can go get it right now. There's a pink keyboard in there.
Boozer, bitch.
It'll go great with my Galaxy background, actually.
What's up, man?
But yeah, I got a keyboard, computer keyboard.
What happened to the other one? You broke it?
No, I wanted a wireless one and one that was more ergonomic. Since I'm working from home indefinitely now. So the one that I've been using, it's too bulky and everything, and it's wired. So yeah, I put that on the list, and the in-laws got it for me. I haven't set it up yet, but it's really cool. It's a curve. So it has the whole thing is raised. So like your palm is off the table. Mm-hmm. And then the keyboard itself, or the keys are split. So
okay.
once you put your hands down, you don't actually have to ever pick up your palm to move it around or anything. Like they just land right where all the keys are and you just move your fingers. So like the left-hand side is tilted, kind of curved to the left. The right hand side is curved to the right. It's pretty genius, I think. And it's supposed to really alleviate any pressure off your wrist and stuff. So basically, it's a gift for my company because now I'm going to be more productive.
Right. That's what this sounds like. It sounds like your hands are going to be stuck here. Gotta yank them shits off. That's what's up, man. Sounds like you had a good holiday. Cash, man. How did your holidays go, sir? So you got a cut.
Oh, yeah. I went to go, you know, bring in the new year, right? You know, didn't want to look homeless. So I got me and I shout out to Fresh. He's the local celebrity barber I go to down here. So
wealth. The man has a celebrity barber.
He is a celebrity barber. I am a future celebrity, so it makes sense.
There you go. Talk that talk.
Speaking into existence, my friend.
But yeah, Christmas was good. I got some cool stuff. I got some clothes. I got some black owned rum, 10-1. So it's pretty
10
good.
10-1.
Yes.
Y'all let me know how that tastes. I'm sure it's gonna be
dark. It's dark rum. It's very, very strong. Like I have a couple ounces. I just feel like I want to take a nap. This is very good.
Sounds like an old fashioned substitute.
Yeah. Like I think it's rum, but they soak it in bourbon barrels. The guy's from Trinidad, actually. I think his name was Mark. Then he went to MIT, got his MBA from Harvard, and decided to make
yeah, get all that fucking knowledge just to poison people's lives.
I would say he could have stayed in Trinidad. Yeah, he could have stayed in Trinidad and learned the craft there. Right. Like, didn't need to do all this.
He could have been in neurosciences, but you know, he's doing something way more charitable. Appreciate you, Mark.
So yeah, I got some cool stuff. And then similar to Booza, putting stuff together, getting batteries is, you know, for little kids. I still was hooking up stuff this morning. That was a gift from Booza.
Apologies.
As well.
Yes, I apologize.
I'm
causing him a headache.
He wanted you to suffer like he did.
Yeah, so she got a lot of stuff. So we were just like now just parsing it out and all that other good stuff. But yeah, no, it was a good time just to be able to chill. Like having Christmas on a Friday was awesome. It felt like it was a Saturday, but then to have 2 days off after that, I think I'm going to start taking Fridays off more often. It was nice to just chill.
Well, you get it again this week.
It's criminal, yeah, though, no. Man. It's criminal. Like, I mean, we only get out of work, we get five work days. It should be like 4 to 3 or something like that.
I mean, I work. You know, for, I mean,
we should get Friday. That's a compromise. Hey, by the way, yeah, man, how'd the waffles go?
The waffles went well. It was a little bit, apologies last week. I spent a lot of money on fucking waffles, and I just wanted to make sure no one took them because I will beat somebody's ass in this complex.
Laying on my ego, bitch.
So I had to get my ego. Yes, they were delicious. It was a welcome surprise. She was happy. So she was like, oh, I can't touch. Because she was trying to order them herself, and I had to slap her phone on her hand.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because she a type of person, she sees stuff. She's dumb like, nah, you don't need that. You don't need that. I thought you're not supposed to be eating that stuff. And I just go
keto,
find it.
Keto.
Who found it? She did or you found it first?
What, the waffle?
Yeah.
I found it. Well, we were living in New York. I found it first, introduced her to it.
Yeah.
So then she was the one that I think it was Father's Day, my birthday, she actually ordered it.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to, because then she ended up eating it, most of them or some of them. So it's like, I'm going to repay the favor and just, you know, but I got more. So she got a little portion. I got like too much. So I was just like, there you go. It should last. I think she's eating it now for breakfast, actually. So it lasted a pretty good while. But yeah, no, it was good. It was good. Trying to see what. Oh, we did do a light show. It was at the zoo. But it was cool.
I don't think I've ever been to a light show.
No, you have no reason to.
It's like a thing for kids.
Okay. Yeah, it's a thing for kids. Yeah.
Pretty much. Like what they have you come in and then you turn your lights off on your car, then you're just driving behind. We were I don't know who's editing this episode, so I won't be so colorful with my descriptions, but yeah, there was a very annoying family in front of us. That was
call them out. What was their license plate number?
I probably could tell if I look at their pictures. But yeah, they would stop every 5 seconds. But the thing was, you were like turning and turning. It was like twists and turns while you're in your car. It wasn't like a straight thing where you can see. So that was my only gripe. But then my daughter, like, she's like, oh, look, the hippopotamus. Look, because it was a zoo. So they made like lights in the form of the different animals and stuff like that. So it was just for her. She got to sit in the front seat because she likes to drive. So, but yeah, she's like, or pretend to drive. I don't let the 3-year-old drive. That's it.
About to say, goddamn, man.
Yeah,
let her joy ride around there.
Stand with around. She likes to feel the plush Scandinavian leather. Just, you know.
You hear that? You hear that? Whoa. Celebrity barber and his fucking steering wheel has plush skin leather.
Hey, man, I'm not going to stay the same. I'm not going to stay the same. You shouldn't either.
Change a lot.
Yes. I've
changed. This is the motto.
A lot. I've stayed the same, but I have changed a lot.
That's what's up, bro. Mm-hmm. J.E., man, with the festive fit, man. What's going on with you? How'd your holidays go, bro?
Man, they went pretty good. You know, I'm still rocking the same fit. You know what I mean? Holiday specials and chill. That's how we doing it right now.
That's what's up.
Good food. I got some nice gifts, too. Mostly, like, clothing. I got some cool loafers. Peter Millar loafers. Those joints.
That really sounds nice. Expensive.
Listen, very nice is what I'm going to say. Very nice. And then also, I got a nice new wallet. I got one of those Ridge wallets. So,
ooh, I want one of those. I was just telling my girl. I was telling my girl the other day. I was like,
I need the review.
Yes, the slide out. Yeah. And then, yeah, as soon as I get, I haven't set it up yet because, you know, there's screws and all this other stuff. And you put your cards in. And I got the money clip and I got the cash strap. So I don't know which one I'm going to go with first. I think I'm going to go with the money clip. The Ridge wallet. Fire.
I was telling my girl I need a new wallet.
No, because I saw one where it, like, at the bottom of it, you click it, and then the shit just pops up. And I was like, oh, fuck, because I got fat fingers, so the thing was, can I help?
That sounds, yeah, like Booz has said, man, let us know how that works, or how you like it, because I've been buying that for years.
Yeah. Reviewed next show, yeah, because, like I said, I haven't set it up yet. But, yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty cool. It seems a little high-end or whatever, but, you know, it's been a nice holiday season.
It fits into our moniker, man. High and low lives.
There you go. High end, you know, for the low life. I ain't got no problem with it, man.
You know, have a couple of old IDs or some shit, like whatever ratchet cars that you got. You know what I'm saying? Balance it out. You good?
There you go. That's how we gonna keep it. But yeah, other than that, man, I can't complain, man. Things are going better, and hopefully 2021 is gonna be a better year than 2020.
Claim it. First quarter, this Rona shit is gone. The world opens up again. And all of that, that's what we hoping for. Base.
The hope.
What's up with you?
Nothing. Chilled out. ate food, played video games, watched a movie.
Okay.
No, I've been playing For Honor a lot.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you have been playing that a lot, man. I keep saying I gotta buy it, but I'm gonna buy it eventually. You said something about the cuts or whatever, right? Like you can target certain areas of the body and shit.
Bleed damage and they'll bleed out while you're fighting them. You can win that way too. Yeah. But yeah.
Thousand cuts.
Watch some movies. I watched some pretty good movies though. I watched Soul.
How was that, man? Without going into details, how was it? Was it good, bad?
It's good to see a black cast.
Jamie Foxx is like the main character, right?
Yeah. And I watched what was the other one I watched, Cash?
Jingle Jangle?
Jingle Jangle, yeah.
Yeah. I have a question. Is Soul like Princess of the Frog, where they start out with a black person and you don't see them for three quarters of the movie and the black person comes back?
Nah.
Good. Yeah, because Princess of the Frog, fuck you, Disney, for that. Fuck you. The only black princess, she turned into a fucking frog 10 minutes in and then you had a whole hour and a half of that shit. Fuck you.
No. But that was, no, because a lot of the characters are like...
I never thought of that, Cash.
Yeah.
I've seen it. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I saw that. Why she gotta be a frog? Why she gotta be a frog?
Cash Farrakhan in the house, ladies and gentlemen.
I've told you guys to not say I'm sorry.
Yo, that's why he died in New York. The boy, they used to find him for fucking spray painting the snow black. He got banned from New York. Sir, you can't do this shit every fucking week.
That's funny. That's really funny. Because someone would do that. It's funny because it's true. Someone would do that.
Man, just fucking with you. My bad, base. But so you said Soul was good. Jingle Jangle. Yo, I tried to watch that. I could not. Like my attention span is too low for shit like that. I can't do it.
I sat down and watched it. But I like the concept though, because the whole cast was black. And I was sitting there, I'm like, is this just me? But like, why am I so hyper aware that everyone is black in this movie?
Because it's right.
It was never good. So I watched it. I saw it last night too. And nah, the backups, the background dancers were white.
Like one or two of them.
A lot of them.
You see Bass, how you saw that and you're like, wait a minute.
I can't do those fucking
The fact that that hasn't happened frequently enough to notice, that's the problem.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, why hasn't this happened before? I'm like, we need more. I've never seen it.
It hasn't happened before, but it hasn't happened with that level of budget. Like, it looked like they wasn't cheap with it, that they spent money on that movie. Yeah.
I've never seen Black Steampunk. So I was like,
you want to hear what after the movie, after watching the movie, my wife, I guess, started looking up like who wrote it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it took the writer 20 years to write it.
Lord of mercy.
Why does it take that fucking long to write a movie?
Netflix wasn't around yet, that's why.
No, but like
to write a shitty musical like that.
It wasn't shitty.
That was good.
I'm sorry. I just don't like, I'm just very biased in the towards musicals.
Yeah,
it's cheesy to me.
According to him, he couldn't find the... Now, I think this is BS. This is probably like, looking back on it, he's trying to embellish a little. But he said that he couldn't really like get the relationship between the... was it the daughter and the father? He couldn't get one of those relationships, or the granddaughter and the grandfather. He couldn't get the relationship right. Like he couldn't do it the way he thought he could or should be able to until after the birth of his own son.
Sounds like an artist.
What's that? Method acting, method writing shit.
I guess, yeah.
He couldn't conceptualize it. I guess.
And so his son. So he's 30. He started at 32. His son is now 7. And he, I think she said it was 55 now. So
how do you know this? Did you like read it?
Internet. I mean, this is what happens after a good movie. You start looking into it. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or a bad movie like Wonder Woman. Dear God.
Yo, that was garbage.
What's bad? Did you like the first one?
It was slow. The first one was tremendous. But this one was like slow. It was like garbage truck.
So without Jesus Christ, spoiling it, I feel like the plot points, like if you're a real cinephile, it'll drive you crazy. Like me, I think scatterbrained, and for me, I was like, okay, these are loose fucking connections. Loose. Mm-hmm. Loose.
Yeah, it
wasn't like, okay, there's a plant and all of a sudden it turns into a rock. It wasn't like crazy like that shit, but it was just like, okay, yeah, I wouldn't recommend this. If you want
to
see
it. So I actually know someone who rented out a theater yesterday to go to see it with family.
Oh, well, I ain't shitting on them because I know you did it, so I didn't know them. What did they think?
I'm gonna ask. I don't know. I'm gonna ask him. I spoke to him before he went.
Do it live.
You want me to call him now?
Fuck it.
No, don't call him. Text him.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Oh. like JBB. But call him up, see if he picks up.
Hey, you like that movie? You were wrong. Okay, goodbye. Thanks for calling. Season 2, we're doing call-ins. If you want to call the show,
518. Did you get any? Did you get anything for the holidays?
Yeah, we didn't exchange gifts. Yeah, we're gonna do it later because we're saving.
Kwanzaa.
They
celebrate Kwanzaa.
Is it Kwanzaa? Is it like, why are y'all taking so long?
Because I'm saving for a wedding. It's kind of expensive.
Gotcha.
Well,
fair point.
Gold flakes instead of rice, they throw gold flakes.
I got some gift cards though. I'm about to use those for my family members. So,
and nice, man.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Fuck it up. What are you eyeing? Is there anything in particular that you want to buy with the cards?
I'm not even sure. Like, I don't even. I think I'm at the one at that point now where I'm like, I don't even want anything at this point.
Yeah, I'm the same way, dog. I
buy everything I want, so.
Yeah.
All right, Fee, your turn. Got that PS5?
Nah, man, that shit is hard. unless you're a celebrity like Cash.
Nah, my brother got
care
one.
About that sort of thing.
My brother got
one. Oh, yeah? How did he get one? Like, did he, like, have to pay, like, $2,000 for it? Or was he just lucky enough to, like, get through?
I have no idea. Like, I think he went to the store. Maybe it's different in upstate New York where it's easy for him to get it. I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my holidays were great, man. You know, I started it early on this week, exchanged gifts with my lady, and that went well. I got a pull-up bar, like a really nice pull-up bar.
That's nice.
It's like wide. It's like the widespread handle. So yeah. It's like, you know, works more of like my latissimus dorsi and all of that stuff. So I like that. I got a fucking craft beer set, man.
Oh, you did?
I can't wait to. I can't.
What flavor
wait.
You get?
It's like an IPA. So okay. I'm going to experiment with that rather. I got that. I got a pretty dope pair of Air Maxes and for my family. So after that, that was like earlier on in the week, and then I came home. My family and I went to the Poconos, and that was pretty cool. I got a what did I get from them? I got a Zara bubble coat. I needed a new bubble coat. I'm getting fat though, man. Apparently because there's a medium. I normally wear a medium, but now I had to like go up to large.
I haven't worn a medium since I was 10. So be glad where you are in life. Every happiness.
Hey, man,
is
some of us get that grown man weight early. Others, you know, it takes 33 years.
I've been living at a grown man weight. I was a husky as a child.
Young killer. Yes. Nah. I got some winter wear for my family. Got a nice bracelet and all that stuff. It was pretty cool. What else? What else happened? Good looking out, Boozer. But yeah. So. Yeah, we went to the Poconos, and that was pretty cool. You know, we got, like, a nice little lodge in there. We did snow tubing. we was bugging out. I think y'all seen some of the pictures I sent. So, we was bugging out, having a good time. Probably the highlight of the whole trip was I copped this Monopoly. Now, Monopoly is known, I mean, it could be very boring or whatever, but, like, they have, like, a cheater's edition. And not the show cheaters, but like you actually cheat at Monopoly or whatever, right? So like you, like with this version of Monopoly, you can get like there's like cheat cards, and you can only do the cheats that's on the cards. You can do shit like steal money from somebody, and over the course of two turns, if the person you cheated that you did dirty, if they don't catch you, you get to admit to it, and then you get additional bonuses from it. So say for instance, you stole a $20 bill from somebody, and if you're successful in doing it, you get like an extra $200 or something like that. But if you get caught, you may have to do something like you have to go to jail, put a hand, it has like a handcuff too. So you have to go to jail with the handcuff or whatever. And you have to pay like everybody $50, $100. It's pretty cool. Like they revamped the whole Monopoly thing. So I recommend that. Like if you want to play Monopoly, but with a twist, get Monopoly Cheaters Edition. It'll make you very paranoid and it'll start very like 15 arguments. Almost powerbombed my brother 5 times that night. Because we kept arguing about who did
so how do to get away with the cheats, like the person just literally has to like see you trying to do it, and that's
yeah, they have to catch it, right? Okay. So it makes you like a snitch too, because there's incentive for you to like catch somebody cheating too. So if you catch them cheating, you may have to pay, like the person who caught you cheating could get paid for it too. So it's like okay. It's like the criminal hotline or whatever. You know, if you get the tip, you get $2,000.
Oh my gosh.
800 Crime Stoppers.
There you go, Crime Stoppers. Right. Crime Stoppers. So it's an interesting dynamic to the game. Like it makes you like snitch on people, watch what everybody doing. Like they make you spread out all the title deeds across the board or whatever. And like one of the cheats is you could steal the title deed, and then they have a version of it. And then like there's no banker. Like you normally there's like one person designated as a bank of Monopoly, but in this version, like everybody's up. Like when it's your go, you're the banker. And like one of the cheats is you could steal money from the bank. But people, so it makes you keep your eyes on what people are doing and shit like that. Like we were like so, normally like we so cool, but we was fucking arguing back and forth. Oh, you did that. You took my fucking money. What the fuck is my title deed? And then like another cheat is like you can skip out on the rent and all that. Like, you'll pay me. Or you can like tell them, you know, you can make them pay more or less than what the rent was and all that. So that was pretty cool. So, you know, pretty good holiday. Highly recommend going over to the Poconos. Like, we couldn't do everything that we wanted to because of COVID, of course. So, like, a lot of stuff was shut down up there. But it was good to get away. You know? Good times. But, yeah, man, I hope the listeners enjoyed their holidays. Like we said, you know, you'll probably be hearing this first or second week of the new year. So, hope everything's going well. Hope you all got everything you wanted. If not, hopefully, you know, you can go get it yourself like me and Bass do. You know what I'm saying? So, did anybody catch any of the games yesterday?
Not a single one.
Well, on Christmas I saw Fat Man Harden.
Yeah?
He's playing, I forget who the
wasn't
fuck.
Wasn't he? Didn't he?
Oh, they played Portland.
Yeah, they played Portland. Yeah.
And he went off. They both, like CJ McCollum, whatever his last name is. Like, he went off for like 44 points, I think. Okay. And Harden went off of like 40 some points too.
What?
Fat ass can still ball.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna show y'all. They're talking shit about me. Like, this is why he's probably like, this is why I get to dictate my future. Like, this is why I
can go party.
Right. And I still come and play.
I'm back.
That's why he'll be great in Portland, because Portland has the most strip clubs per capita in the US. So that is why. It's not a matter of a team dynamic thing. He'll go where he makes him happy. That's how he releases. He don't do cocaine. He don't do any type of heat. Just
how you know
that?
How you know you don't do coke?
He's too fat to do coke.
There's a lot of fat coke addicts. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of skinny crack addicts. Crack. Now, crack wise, you lose some weight. But coke, there's a lot of fat coke addicts.
Yeah.
Not that I know any personally, but
it was a good game back and forth. It was close. It was like back and forth. But shout out to them.
Apparently, there were a lot of close games last night. Again, I didn't see any of them, but one of my buddies who has League Pass as well was like randomly watching the fucking Cavs versus Pistons. Mm-hmm. And it went to double OT.
Garbage.
Yeah, no, I was like, this is you're only watching this because you have League Pass. Like, no, like you're not.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Unless you're from one of those places, you're not watching those teams right now.
Trying to get your money to work.
Right.
Nets are looking good. Looks like KD and Kyrie are off to a decent start.
Fucking about to say, why even play the championship?
Yeah. wait.
I give it to them after the regular season.
Too much confidence.
So they go 2-0. You ready to give them the championship? Here, guys.
Who have they played? They beat the Warriors and the Celtics.
The Warriors don't get any credence right now. They don't get any credits. They don't get no points for that.
Yeah, they're 2-0.
The Celtics, Celtics.
Steph played. And
that's just Steph. He doesn't have. We don't have Clay. They don't have. What happened to
Draymond? Yeah, Draymond.
What's wrong with Draymond? Why is he not
his
playing?
Foot? Apparently, like he hurt his foot in practice.
Kicked somebody else in the nuts.
Yeah. It's not anything. It's not long term at all.
Trying to get first. They're trying to get number one pick again next year.
Yo, but their pick, Wiseman, is looking real good.
That's what I said.
Yeah,
he could shoot threes. He can
shoot. 7-footer that can shoot and play big man. Yeah.
Yeah, I was impressed with him, or am impressed with him so far. But going back to the Nets, so they are the first team since the 08-09 Lakers to win the first two games of the season by over 20 points.
Facts.
So these are so they're already doing things.
And I need to watch the games.
Listen, the crazy thing is for me, and I'm being a bit tongue-in-cheek here because none of my sports teams ever win shit, so...
Nets face tat.
It'll be something. It's gonna be very ignorant.
I like that Basquiat uniform that they have.
That was
uniform
cool.
is dope.
No,
I wasn't paying for it, but I like it.
The side of it. The side.
The special edition ones they were doing.
Yeah.
But Fee was with me when the Giants won the Super Bowl, and that shit is crazy. It's a great feeling, man.
Yeah, this motherfucker. He was running around like a maniac.
And I do it again.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
Listen, so the Nets, this to me, the crazy thing about how they've looked so far, and this even goes back to their first preseason game, is that they actually are playing well as a team, and this is the first time these guys have actually played together. Well, at least, you know, in a game that we've seen. So The fact that KD hasn't played in 18 months till now, Kyrie was out most of last season, and then they're both new, but they're both new to the Nets team, and they're playing with these other like 10 guys who they've never really played with. Except but they Chris look, Kiel's. They look. He hasn't stepped on the court.
That's they bought the into the they whole. Leave. They bought into the whole system with Steve Nash, like we were saying, especially Kyrie. So like,
but this that early, sense. That's the scary part. Like teams don't mesh. Like that's my thing. It's like they're still going to get better as the season goes along, and they already look fantastic. And KD doesn't look like he's hurt. He's not playing like he's worried about his Achilles.
Yeah, that was my biggest question because those injuries usually, you know, take away a lot of the like the explosiveness and the skills of like the players. Like, didn't D Rose have that injury?
Yeah, but like he's not super. I wouldn't say KD is super explosive. He's kind of like a finesse player, so
yeah.
I don't know if he has to worry too much about like jumping super high in the air like a Klay Thompson. Like
he had like four blocks in the first game. So he's getting up there. His very first basket in the preseason was a dunk. Like he crossed a guy up on the baseline and went straight to the hole. Like, and threw it down easy. Like, and that was my thing. Like, he doesn't look like he's concerned. And that's the great thing about athletes coming back from an injury. Is like, if they seem like they don't care, they're not thinking about the injury, then you know that they're in a good place. So... And if they are, then yeah, chances are they're gonna hurt that shit again or something else.
Sounds like Nets in one, huh?
That's what I'm like, man, don't even bother. And yeah, the Warriors don't have a full squad, but then they beat.
I'm happy. I'm happy to watch them stuff. I was trolling my cousin about that shit the other day because they were like they had like he's a big Warriors fan, and I'm like because he said some shit about like. I think Steph Curry shot like 105 threes in a row. I'm like, motherfucker's not doing that in actual games.
Yeah.
And that's what he needs to do right now. So it don't mean shit.
Like I was saying in the chat, it's like, you know, everybody know he the shooter. So you got to beat up the shooter. The defense, he's getting triple teamed. And
I say it all the time. That shit is unfair. It's unfair to be able to shoot that well. You got to hit him. You got to hurt him.
No, all he needs is another distraction. Like Kelly Oubre sucks right now, and if Kelly Oubre is even marginally good, and Draymond comes back, that's other viable options. Once he gets all he needs, he can't shoot over three people. Once he gets that two, it's over. Once he gets,
they are in a rebuilding mode.
They're not rebuilding now.
They just got Wiseman, so I think they are, and they've got new players. So I think next year is going to be when Wiseman comes back. They're going
to
be a threat again.
To that point, Bates, I don't think they're going to do anything in the playoffs this year. But if everybody comes back and Wiseman is good, they do have a good chance of making the playoffs next year. They're not as dominant as they was.
Well, guys, they're making the playoffs. The issue is for them is a championship.
You think they're making the playoffs?
Yes, they're making the playoffs.
I think this is what they should do. They should make a groundbreaking. They should do like a pioneer move. They should do a pioneer move and bring Fran Bellaby to the fucking team. You know what I'm saying? Like her yamming on people. Bates know what I'm talking about. Don't you, Baze? Fran Bellamy. She's like
the girl, 6'1".
She yamming it. She yamming it.
Believe me.
Excuse me. I'm saying the name wrong. Sorry, Fran, if you're listening. My apologies. Don't come dunk on me. I don't want no smoke. I played ball in like 8 years. I can't compete.
Well, guess what? You're still better than Jesus and Miro.
Oh, they play ball too?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
No.
Oh,
but they don't.
He said they're good enough to play for the Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yo, he a little spicy for old dude. You gotta check out.
He was sit down and he was fucking going off on them.
Yeah, it was dope to see her do that shit, though. Go ahead, Cash, my bad.
No. I was going off topic. Go back on topic.
I just think it's cool because I'm 6 foot even, and I don't think at one point I was able to jump up and put the ball on the rim, and she's like one hand dunking it off of like open court. Like, that's crazy to be like. Also, the time between women actually being able to dunk, there's like not a lot of them. So, like, her just coming on the scene and being able to like do it casually, like, I think that's pretty cool.
Right, and the fact that she's like average height, or not above, but still. But like like you said, the other female players who have dunked were like 6'7", 6'9".
Yeah, gangly looking people.
Yeah, but I thought on the clip that I saw, she was still taller than a lot of the.
Her wingspan. I want to know her wingspan. I didn't look at that.
6'5".
Oh, is it?
6'5". Yeah, I did a little research because I was that's pretty long, especially for her height. And they were saying she was only 5'11" without her shoes on. So
you could tell
she's 6'1" with shoes. Yeah, and for her to get up, they said she has like a 31-inch vertical. And I guess she's been dunking since high school. She was the first one to dunk in high school in Denver, Colorado, whatever it was. So I can respect that. She got an SB, honorary SB out of it last year, and then she's continuing to do the same thing at Stanford. So
wait, she got an SB for dunking?
She got an SB for outstanding athletic performance, yes.
Oh, okay.
So that's what the SB was for last year. So, you know, I can respect it.
She dunked with ease, though.
Cass, what's you?
What's up?
Is it sexist that I'm not impressed by her dunks, or is it sexist that other people are impressed by her dunks?
No, you feel like they should be dunking? They should have already been dunking, or like... is just dunking?
Because when is it? Oh, she's no. Because I guess I don't know if comparatively speaking, I don't know. But someone that's 6'1", I guess that was a male basketball player, I'd expect a little bit more finesse with it, as opposed to hers was like, oh, you knew she was going to dunk by the time she was going, and it wasn't like a surprise. It wasn't like an explosion, like a Zion or anything like that. And then I'm just like, so it's cool that she's dunking, but is it wrong that I'm not impressed by it? Or
I think you're used to more spectacular dunks. I think
right.
You lower your expectations a little bit, and like it's
and, fact, and is let's that be rude? Real.
It's not rude. It's not rude. I don't think it's rude. I mean, it's no. Like, yeah, I've seen better, but I think it's like the shock factor that a female is yamming it on you know people.
Because she's not two-handed. She was just like
you don't see that usually. Go ahead, Boozer.
So first, I don't think it's rude, and I think where you're coming at it from is just the impressiveness of the dunk itself, not who's doing it.
Right.
But I think what you're missing is that 6'1" men don't usually dunk like that either.
Yeah,
don't do impressive dunks in the NBA either.
Right.
Like,
true.
AI was was listed as 6'1", and he wasn't. You don't see highlights of, or you didn't see AI dunking.
Like in the beginning, but then after that he stopped.
Yeah.
Kyrie's not even like.
And
Kyrie's
around
the same height.
Yeah, I think Kyrie's 6'2". You don't see him dunking.
I have thoughts on Kyrie. Very controversial.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think Kyrie is fucking with everybody. That's what I personally think.
Like some dark triad shit.
No, because like, I was telling my barber this yesterday. The way he dribbles the ball and the way he talks, that's not the same person. Because he talks like a hippie, and he's very disrespectful with that ball. Like, he's very arrogant and like, you don't have that skill set. And then, like, you know, I just want everyone to be peace and love. And like, no, that's not the same person. It's either he has a personality disorder, or he's like arrogant as fuck. Like, that's not the same person.
Or he just knows when to turn it on and turn it off.
Yeah,
I feel like that's.
No, but I feel like him talking right now. I'm like, you such a fake. This is not you. You are frauding these people.
You are a disrespectful motherfucker.
I think you have PTSD from Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? For people just not being who they say they are.
Yeah, I know, because I was listening to his press conference. I'm like, look at this liar, man. Look, I mean, just get me a ring and get the hell on. You are a dangerous motherfucker, bro.
So, Kyrie's actually been more impressive than KD at the start of the season. He dropped 37 game two, and like he dropped 20 something in like 20 minutes in game one.
The way he is in the basketball court, that has to be the mindset of a killer, of an arrogant motherfucker. Like, that is not any sort of niceties at all. It's not aggressiveness. It's not competitive. It's not like aggressive competitive like Russell Westbrook. Right. It's like, I'm better than you, and get out of my way, or I'll make you get out of my way. And that is the next level shit. And
I actually like the level of balance.
I want to get energy. Yeah, fuck all that.
The sage is working.
I like it, because, like, you know, Jordan was an asshole on and off the court. Yeah. I mean, everybody loves Jordan, but he was not probably like not one of the more pleasant people to be around.
Of course not. Anyone says if you're around, like, he took someone to lunch. Like, you have to choke Jordan after that. Like, don't play with me, boy.
Yeah. As far as their food, you eating shit.
Can't eat in your mouth. Bang, bang.
Fucking thing. Yo, but if that dude had punched Michael Jordan in the mouth, what would have happened to him?
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't have much of a career to begin with, but it would have ended that day, right?
Jordan would have respected him, because he ain't tried that shit with Rocky. He ain't tried that shit with Scotty.
Yep.
He didn't even try that shit with Steve Kerr.
Nope.
I think Steve Kerr and him got into a shoving match, right?
He one of those people, he respect that. You know, those
he punched Steve Kerr in the face.
Aggressiveness. Yeah.
And I think Steve Kerr tried to punch him back.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Kurt didn't take it laying down.
So he goes against his last name. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta pay people. I mean, unrelated to sports, like, there's a young lady that's like a paramedic, and she had to open up an OnlyFans because, like, as a medic, she's not getting paid enough.
She didn't have to. She chose to.
Yeah, she did.
Had to. She needed money.
She needed money. It's a pandemic. Where's she gonna work at? What's up, Cash?
No, I firmly believe that's what she had to do to support herself. I mean, from what I understand, she who's editing this one? Hold on. from what I understand, she wasn't having salacious photos out there. She was just trying to supplement her income, because, as we know, being a first line worker ain't really the most lucrative job of sometimes, depending on what age she is when she started out and whatever have you. So she was just, you know, being in some risque boudoir photos. That's her business, as long as she wasn't doing that at work. So. Yeah. You know, that's how I feel about it.
And then, you know, I kind of credit it to age as well. She's only 23 years old, so maybe she, you know, her horizons aren't broad enough to think of alternate ways to make money. And honestly speaking, like, OnlyFans is very easy to do. All you need is a fucking camera. You know what I mean? So.
And people willing to pay.
Yeah. Well, let's give her a little exposure. Lauren Quay is her name, so, you know, look her up. If you subscribe to that sort of thing, go for it.
Yeah, no, I'm all for her doing it. But what was the issue? Like, so the New York Post outed her or somebody?
They outed her because they didn't feel like it was okay. Like, it's not professional. Like, come on, like, okay. tell the reason. Yeah. Because she's a woman, and like that's straight male toxicity.
That's some misogynist shit right there, man. Yeah. Like, I don't subscribe to OnlyFans, but hey. It's a way to make money, go for it. Shit.
Somebody, I mean, the New York Times did it. I brought this up before. I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but there was a Times article on multiple nurses who turned to OnlyFans during the pandemic to supplement their income. And that didn't get any blowback. Like, the people willingly spoke to the Times. The Times changed some of their names if they asked to, but a lot of them still had, like, used their full names, had pictures of themselves in the article. So I don't get how this turned into, you know, like, a controversy with the New York Post. I guess the Post did it, like, they legit outed her. She wasn't trying to, like, go to a newspaper and talk about this.
Well, the Post is usually salacious anyway. You know?
Yeah, no. Saying? Fucking Rupert Murdoch, piece of shit.
Jay, what you think?
Honestly, I did read through this. As far as, like, her profession as being a frontline healthcare worker, paramedics, they don't really make too much. Honestly, even in New York City, I guess the price, like, the salary range is like $40,000 to $60,000.
What?
And that's not a lot of money, man. It's supplement,
especially not in New York.
Right. And then I think a little backstory from this person was that they wanted to be like on Broadway or whatever, and they were doing all this dancing, and it wasn't really working out, getting auditions and not really getting parts. So they had parents that were both healthcare workers, and they turned to, you know, healthcare work because, you know, that's what they knew because both their parents did that, and they were making some money. And I think she started her page back in like 2019 to try to supplement the income. She didn't really see how much she was making. And they kind of set her up when they called her. The person from New York Post was just asking questions.
Bullshit.
They didn't tell them, you know, it wasn't like, you know, were they doing an article on maybe healthcare workers or frontline workers or whatever. They didn't expose to her that they're going to, you know, be using this because they heard that someone had an OnlyFans. So after they got some information for her. And the whole time in the article, she was defending herself because, you know, they just wanted to out her is what it turned into. But, you know, they got a lot of backlash for that. And she ended up getting some support from like AOC. So AOC bigged her up. And then I think one of the other jobs she was working like multiple jobs. She lost the paramedic job, but I think she was still working at like senior care or something like that. So she did get a chance to keep one of her jobs. Yeah.
Wait, she got fired though as a paramedic?
Yeah, she lost her job.
She pissed someone off in that.
After the article came out, she lost her job.
That's what it was. It's exposure.
Yeah, because I think, OnlyFans was from the article. OnlyFans was able to pay her rent, groceries, and stuff like that. And she wasn't, like she said, she wasn't hurting anybody. She just wanted to get some extra money because, like J.E. said, I think starting salaries, according to her, was like $15 an hour, but she was getting $25. And then as someone that has lived in New York, I don't care what your budget skills are, that's going to be kind of hard to sort of, you know, make do, especially if you have student loans or if you have a car and credit cards. $25 an hour, it's going to be rough goings. So she did what she had to do. And like I said, it's not like she was doing anything harmful. It was her body. Let her do what she wants and fuck the post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Post, you're the lower lives. You're a low life for this week. Lauren Coy, keep doing your thing. You classy human, you. But what else is going on? I think I saw some shit about, Flint. Like Flint, they have clean water, but like the people don't want to drink it. What's up with that?
Yeah, man. I mean, trauma. That's
true. So true.
Lie to me once.
You put let a motherfucker water. What's up, Kel?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no. Go ahead, Boozle. Go ahead. What do you think?
Apparently Flint has like probably the safest water in the whole country now. And the residents are like, fuck it, give me Poland Spring in a bottle, man.
See, this is what happens. This is what happens, man. It's the same thing with the fucking vaccine. It's like, fuck us up for so long, and now you're trying to help us out. I don't want to take that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
No, because I saw that, you know that little girl, Little Miss Flint?
No.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. She did a lot of donations and shit.
Yeah, a lot of donations and going on, stuff like that. And then she said that that's not true.
What?
That the water is not true? That the water is clean?
Yeah, so she tweeted that it's not true, but I'm like, it can't, and maybe it's not true for you, but I'm assuming Little Cole did their research because Little Cole's the onion. Yeah, so yeah. I felt.
Right. You're right. Maybe it's like, maybe a block here and there isn't getting the best. You know.
Right, because I read your article and it basically said, you know, basically that you either can wait for the city to do it or you can incur the cost if you have the wherewithal to actually dig up your front line and replace the pipes and stuff on your own. But then to me personally, if I was in that position, I probably would not go back to, you know, I would not go back to drinking that water.
Right.
In the immediate future, because if it was fucked up before and it took you so long to fix it, it's kind of like what FIFA was saying with the vaccine. The quick solutions ain't really the best things. But to your point, it is brand new and it should work, but it probably would need, you know, a lot. Because they were drinking the brown water. The politicians was like, this is clear. And the water was clearly fucking mud. And they were drinking
shit. You think I'm colorblind, man? What the fuck?
Right.
Shit cloudy as hell.
So I was just like,
cloudier than a dirty Sprite.
Right. And then it might be because I know Flint, they said it's 51% black. And then so the part that they did fix, it might not be the parts where it needs to be fixed. But the article did mention it seemed like it's not like, oh, we fixed one block, it's good. They made it seem like they did make good strides. They invested a lot, millions of dollars into it.
It comes down to not trusting your government because you're so used to them fucking you over the. And this wasn't just from the, right? I think the article went into great detail about the history of what went on in politics, local politics in Flint. And right. Yeah, it didn't start with the water crisis. That was just the fucking like
the most recent thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and the big and the thing that got the most attention. But yeah, they've been fucking over Flint for a long time, and the residents, you know, they know that, they remember it. Their mayors.
People don't forget.
Yeah. People so I don't blame them one bit. Fuck it. Like yeah, y'all spent $12 billion to fix the pipes, you know, that you had us drinking out of before, but. Yeah. Nah, I'm gonna keep.
And that's why I don't really give a shit about what happens internationally, because every time something happens anywhere other than America, it's like, oh, what about them? But Flint had fucked up water for years, and not France, not none of them countries said anything. So fuck them.
Well, we don't know that. I think during the height of it, there was stuff coming in from other countries as well. I don't think it was.
I think so. Like when the new, like when the church got bombed, and when every like they will pray for Paris. Nobody's praying for Flint.
Nice. Talking about Notre Dame when the
Oh my God, Notre Dame's burning! Like, why do I care?
Remember, motherfuckers never loved us.
That is the greatest song of all time.
Worst behavior.
Yeah, so,
yeah, a lot of civil unrest everywhere.
Do you care about Flint, Michigan, and the people and their water situation?
I do. I thought it had gotten better. I guess that's not me for not keeping up with that. But.
No, you're not supposed to be the grandpa. Yeah. Of
I probably wouldn't drink it either, to be honest, though. Like, yeah.
But you know what's going on in Portland, though, right? Like, I think there's like a lot of anti-protesters there. Like, they're trying to get the government to open back up again or something like that.
Yeah, they were. It was like far right. It was in Salem, Oregon. I think the lawmakers were in session. I watched some of the someone posted a bunch of, like, I think it was on Twitter, a bunch of videos. And you watch them, they were like kicking the glass, they broke the glass, knocked out the glass. Like, I think at one point they opened the door and then the state troopers were there. They were roughing up cameramen. I think people had weapons.
And why didn't they get shot? They was actually fighting these motherfuckers.
People were in session. Like people were at their job and they were there. And they didn't, I'm just like, yeah.
They weren't touched.
I mean, we didn't lie, but yeah.
Yeah. Damn. Get it together, man. Shit. Equal punity.
Rest easy, Portland. Shout out to Pine State Biscuits. You know the vibes.
You know the fucking vibes. I saw some shit yesterday on a lower scale. Some drunk driver, like somewhere out in California, he went joyriding. He was like under the influence or whatever. And they caught up to him because he was like speeding. And then, like, he bit one of the canine.
Oh, yeah. He bit the officer and the dog.
Well, he tried to bite one of the officers, and he started barking at them. He's like,
he wasn't drinking. What was he doing?
They said it was alcohol. And he got caught for something similar back in November. People are crazy out here, man.
Yo, shout out to being fucking out of your mind sometimes, I guess. Biting dogs.
Right.
That poor dog.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
A poor dog was trying to bite him, and he got bit. Now, that dog needs therapy. Dog gets bit.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
dog bit by human. That's crazy.
Right.
No, because exactly. That's just people that do crazy shit like that, man. You'll bite a dog.
Drugs.
How many of them? Drugs.
Those we can depend on.
Oh, by the way, it's funny I started singing that song because one of the members of like who made that song, Houdini.
Yeah.
I think his name was Ecstasy. I forget his
piece, Ecstasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. 56 years old. Sad, man. I think he has some trouble though with like, I think it's like COVID related or something. I don't know. I forget. But rest in peace to you, sir. R.I.P. But yeah, man, people crazy out here. You gotta watch yourself. Stay inside. You know what I mean? Don't do drugs. Don't do bad drugs.
Don't come to drugs, yeah.
If it don't grow out of the ground, don't touch it. You're hurt.
Amen. Same with women.
But anyway, in other news, Apple is trying to make a car. Any of you guys gonna buy it?
Apple time!
Uh-oh, cash about to go crazy. Base, would you buy the Apple car?
Well, maybe if I learn more about it. It looks like the concept car for the BMW. Like, they look very similar. I wonder if it's the same.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, what add-on features that would be, like, Apple-specific that it would bring, right?
Instant douche?
Man, the
because they had engineers from Tesla Imports working on that. So
yeah, I'm pretty pretty sure it's gonna be electric or something like that. Maybe it's Fulton Air. Who fuck knows?
Okay. Can someone post like a? Is there a decent picture of this, or is it just all?
Yeah,
Is that picture current though, or was that from the previous model they were talking about? That's what I couldn't understand from the Car and Driver. If it was,
I'm seeing some shit, current. And it looks way too like out there. It looks like a Tesla, but then there's like 20 different ones, so I don't know which.
One I saw looked like the BMW, the autonomous driving one, where you're just sitting in it, and the seats are sort of facing each other, like you're on subway.
The picture that I saw, and it looked like a CGI imposed. So apparently the cool thing about it is that the wheels were not just one way, they could turn. So the car could like flip and slide and then go into a park, so you could drive perpendicular to a parking space, and then the car would just turn and then back up on its own, which I find to be fucking ridiculous.
They took Porsche, Tesla, and other automakers, and this has been underway since 2014.
So they said it correctly. The car, instead of having regular car wheels, it has shopping cart wheels, so they have free range of motion.
That's
fine. I'm cool with that.
That shit is gonna break. Give me a nice Camry SE, red seats, you know, the vibes.
The only thing that kind of gets me is the autonomous thing. I don't know if I'm ready for autonomous cars. They're coming.
Before Apple puts a car out.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, as far as the timeline that they got this coming out, they're saying 2024, possibly 2025 with COVID. And then with the mono cell power and all this other stuff that they're naming, but everything is kind of up in the air. I say I believe it when I see it, as opposed to it actually happening. Just being honest about it, because you know I like Apple. I have Apple products. I shout out to Apple. They do their thing. We need products to review. If you do that sort of thing, we'd love to do that on the show. So that's me shooting my shot. But anyway,
Tim Cook, we know you're listening.
Yeah, listen up. You know what I mean, just send us a few products. I want to try those headphones out. But anyway, the e-car, I don't know. It's a good idea. You know, they're branching out, trying to do something different. They have more money than any of these other startup companies that try to do electronic cars. So, and they have the cachet already. So go ahead, Phoebe.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, like I don't fully trust the autonomous driving and all that shit either. But I did see a headline that said China's rolling out robo-taxis right now, which is fucking terrifying. You know what I'm saying? It did not work well. I'm gonna keep my eyes on that one to see how well it goes out there in China. Maybe they have it better or whatever. What's up, Cash?
So with respect to the autonomous driving, I don't have a Tesla. I don't have the autopilot feature, but my car has the sort of like, it's sort of like a I guess adaptive or advanced cruise control where it will stop and go. It will go. And it feels weird, but I feel like in a weird way, it makes you pay more attention to the road because you think it's going to fuck up as opposed to...
It might not stop. That's my thing.
Yeah. Because you can set it to the farthest distance, but then if it's more of a... Because for me to sit into a car and to plug it into my phone, hey, take me to work and just sit back there, that'd be cool, but I would be fucking paranoid the whole time unless I'm tired. I guess eventually it's new technology you get used to.
Those cars I saw, like the concept, I don't think they have steering wheels. I think it's literally you just sitting in, just sitting in the car.
What's up, Jay?
Do you think if they made more autonomous cars or autonomous cars existed, that people would, you know, drink more or use more and try to use the vehicles, that sort of thing? I don't know what that's promoting.
I sleep on the way to work.
Yeah, but I would think you should still have
some way. Got a DD every night. Hell yeah, people would do that shit.
This should be, I don't know, I feel like even making these autonomous cars, there should be a way that, you know, you have to start the car and prove that you're not under the influence, I think. Just because, you know, it could be, like you said, when you were driving the car, everything was good. You were still kind of concerned. You were more hyper-vigilant while driving the car, even though you had the autonomous feature. I think, you know, you shouldn't have, even if it drives fine, I feel like you should be still of sound mind to get behind the wheel, even though you're not doing the driving, so to speak.
Oh, you raise a good point. I mean, but like, I think most, to Bass's point, most people would use autonomous driving so that they can, you know, be under influence more freely when they're going places, right?
So you take a nap, read a book, watch some movies, like.
Yeah, you know, popping that in too.
I think it doesn't matter how, like, how many manufacturers are doing it and how many cars are out there. It's going to be a weird feature for everyone the first time they do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's going to depend on the individual, like how often you've been in one of these cars that's going to determine your comfort level in using it. So like Cash has it now. If he was to get like Tesla, the autopilot is the most advanced that I know of that's currently out there. So if his next car is a Tesla and they've made improvements to the autopilot in a Tesla, he might be more inclined to trust it then because he has a prior experience with a different vehicle that had something. But me getting into a Tesla and never having any sort of autopilot in a car, I'm still going to be terrified of this shit.
Yeah, it's going to take more time, man. It's just, you know, I think you have to take a wait and see approach.
Booz's point, I did it with my dad in the car, and he was like, stop. Like, he was screaming. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, it's going to stop. He's like, no, why is your foot not on the pedal? I'm like, I don't have to. It'll stop. He's like, stop, stop, stop. And I was like, no, look. And I was like, look, it's going. It'll go and it'll stop. But I will say it is a freaky fucking thing. It's not natural.
Yeah, I would have to test it out in the parking lot.
Right.
Multiple times.
No, I have the, it's the one where it's like, it judges the distance and then it'll speed up and it'll. The thing about that is I get nervous that my car doesn't see the other car in front of me.
Right.
And I have an aggressive engine. So like, I'm not going to be able to stop that.
Yeah, turn it to a ditch. Save yourself. Yeah.
And they even say, like, even though this is on, like, make sure make sure you're still paying attention,
because a lot of the things where it will do the autonomous thing, if it detects, because some of the dashes have cameras to detect
that's what focus, I have,
or if it doesn't, or say, oh, put your hand on the steering wheel, and if your hand's on the steering wheel, it will just deactivate, then you're on.
Oh, that's nice. I don't have that.
So I'm like, all right, coolio. Oh, also, random other topic as well. Meek Mill said he wants to buy a house in Ghana because he wants to experience the African lifestyle with his family. He said he doesn't want to contribute a lot of his resources to America, given how they treat people.
I'd be getting tired of him, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, he's like in between righteous and fucking pretentious.
So I thought it was fun. I want to know if you guys have any aspirations of living outside of the country.
I do. I would love to, like, you know, relocate to an island or something like that, or like Canada or some shit, probably. I definitely have an appetite for it, for sure. I know when this whole Trump thing was going, like when Trump first got elected, I was like, I'm leaving in 4 years.
Where do you want to go, Cash?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Spanish-speaking country.
If I had to go anywhere, I would probably go to Thailand just because if I could keep my job and get paid in dollars, I would go to Asia because of the conversion rate.
Singapore.
If you were in Asia, that's safe. I would go.
Singapore is kind of dangerous though. Like they cut hands off for chewing gum or something.
Anywhere. And I would stay away from any country that wraps up the women for religious reasons because they will fucking kill you for nothing. There's no crime.
Some of their laws is very strict there.
Yeah.
You gotta check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yes. What? Anyone else would live outside of the country? No?
Copenhagen.
Yeah, Bass, where you going?
Copenhagen.
Germany.
Copenhagen. Any particular reason?
Oh, it's not?
No.
Denmark.
It reminds me of Portland.
That's a good enough reason.
What about you, Jay? Where would you go?
Amsterdam, too, I think. Maybe.
Amsterdam.
Oh, that's a good pick. It's a good pick.
Nice place. It's wild. Yeah, that's like Portland too, but on another level. There's definitely levels. There's definitely levels. Of all the places I've been, I would say I like Spain a lot. I would say Spain.
What part? Yeah. What part? Malaga?
That's a wine.
Barcelona was cool.
Barcelona?
Man.
That's northern Barcelona Spain, was right? Cool. Northern or central Spain?
I don't know. I want to lie to you. I got to see a map.
Yeah.
Huh?
How widely do they speak English?
Most of the people there were speaking English because, you know, a lot of tourism and money. So, you know, that's what that is.
That's my factor. Like, if it's widely spoken, then I'm cool.
And then the coast. I like the coast. So, and the food was great. So I would say that. What about you, Booza?
I'm not sure. I'd probably either go to the Caribbean or some European country. The, you know, working or living right, like on the beach with like sky blue water, there's definitely an appeal there for me. Yes. As much as I can't swim and I don't like the beach, but like if I was doing it every day and just life relaxing.
Jacket. Well, life jacket, bro. You'd be all right. An adult life jacket.
Yeah, right. That'll work.
It would be very like I would just chill. I would just chill on the beach and drink, enjoy the sun.
Nah, there's just something calming about being on the coast, like the fresh water, fresh breeze, a good cocktail or beer or juice, whatever have you. Fresh air feels good. Feels
is that
good.
A retirement? Is that a retirement thought of yours to go to the to a coast?
Well, I guess it's more so for he said it was just so his kids have see another option in life, like they don't have to stay in America, they can go anywhere else and live and thrive. So for me, retirement wise, I know I don't want to own a home in retirement. I want like an apartment, like a rent, and jump around, like whatever.
Yeah.
Like I probably have a home just in case if for holidays or whatever, I can have the family come back and friends and family go have like this one centralized space. But for me, if I could be on like a cruise ship for most of that time, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
That's pretty dope. I like that
idea. Viking cruises?
Live on a fucking yacht. Live on a fucking yacht.
You want a houseboat?
Yeah, I love you. Shout out to Below Deck on Bravo. It's very inspirational and problematic in my household. Very.
If you're a personal skipper, you'd be good.
Yeah, that shit's way too much. But it'll happen. Yeah.
Nice, man.
I could fucking buy some Air Max for a fucking 5-day cruise, but on a yacht. But hey, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely do like St. Lucia or maybe like, yeah, like some Latinx country or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. I have no desire
to go to their food. Or Japan, maybe even too.
Yeah. Oh, the food's good over there. If you like that. If you don't, you'd be very proud. It'd be very proud.
Listen, I would get a ranch in Japan. You know what I'm saying? With like 15 of them fucking robot monsters.
Oh, did you know Japan has the most snowfall in the by country?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
I would have thought that was Russia or something like that, or Antarctica.
I was like, that can't be right. But then I was like, they did have the winter Olympics there, but then
No. I've seen I'll try to find this video. There is video of like them cleaning up after a snowfall in Japan, and you would not believe how high this fucking there was a road there, and now on either side of it, it looks like you're in fucking Alaska or like the Arctic, and it's just like a mountain of snow.
How far north is Japan? Like what?
Who knows?
I know the equator line.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, where is it? But that one, yeah.
Listen, the snow is so bad there that they have warm groundwater sprinkler systems to dissolve ice and clear the roads of snow.
Wow. That's smart.
Like that's how advanced, they got to be.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Shout out to Japan.
Or
no, it's like I don't know if they have a very strict discipline system over there, but they have shit figured out, and I'm not sure if it's like, like the oddest thing they have it right. Yeah. Like, hey, if you're smoking, they have a smoking section on the sidewalk. Go there and smoke. And you just see a plume of smoke over there in that one section. I'm like, yes. This makes sense. You go in the subway. Oh, if you're getting off, stand on this side. And they have markers on the platform. If you're getting on, stand here. If you're getting off, leave that open because that's how so each train comes in and out. I'm like, as opposed to the fucking subway, it's get in if you can. Fuck who's getting off.
All right, so I have the answer to Bass's question.
Okay.
So, frigid Siberian air streams south and east across warm waters of the Sea of Japan, and it generates snow clouds, which unleash their flakes as they approach the land, which causes winter monsoons in Japan.
So, it's a strange weather pattern.
Yes.
Siberia.
Weather man Boozer. Shout out to you, sir.
Is it hot there?
They average 117 inches of snow every year.
Jesus.
You saw that shit I posted last night from Will Smith? Like some guy was using a flamethrower to like... That is so cool.
You damn right. And no, what Bass was saying is true. A lot of people, I know in Westchester, upstate New York, I don't know about Portland and Seattle, but probably since they're very tech heavy, they have underneath their concrete driveways and stuff, they have heated pipes.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And
yeah.
That will sort of, I think that's the more civilized version of a flamethrower. A flamethrower is fucking cool, so fuck all that.
Yeah, I would much prefer the flamethrower as opposed to that bullshit.
It's a stress relief. It's cool. It's kind of dangerous at the same time. All you have to do is go to the gas station, get like a gallon of gas, sprinkle it all over the snow, throw a match, and then boom.
Burn down your house, but hey, it's cool.
If the snow is made out of water, you're welcome.
I don't know. I'm not Neil deGrasse Tyson or anything, but that don't sound right.
It doesn't, but it does sound cool in theory. Everything burns.
Telling you, that's what you need. Little gasoline, little flame, you know? Little localized fires, you know?
Right.
You burn the inside first. Then if it spreads, you have some room to sort of, you know, douse it out. Don't just be like, and then throw a match. That's called arson, ladies and gentlemen.
not that he would know anything about that, you know?
Look, that was one time, okay?
Listen, I was trying to help you, but now you got to expand upon it.
No.
What did you do? What did you do,
Cash? So, there's all my recommendations. And these little
Great save.
Anything else we want to touch on, fellas?
I had one like mystery topic, kind of just a conversation piece.
Let's see it, bro.
All right, so just something I pulled up. It was either the Mercury or the Williamette or one of those places, right? The Portland magazines or papers. So they were talking about different hobbies that turned into habits during 2020. So like the mask making, outdoor dining, weed purchases, like car culture is everything now. They're like drive-through strip clubs, that sort of thing. So my question to the group was, out of all the things that, you know, kind of happened in 2020, what are some hobbies or habits or things that we do like that are regular day stuff? Do you guys want to continue on to like 2021?
So just to understand the question properly, like things that we picked up during the quarantine, during COVID, that we were going to carry over into when this shit is over, hopefully in 2021.
Yeah. I'll go first. Social distancing. Stay the fuck away from me. People too fucking tremendous. Close. When you're standing up in lines, like, we need to maintain this personal space. I really think that's helpful.
Stay the fuck away. Social distancing will become a hobby for you.
Yes, and it will continue to be. No, because people are standing way fucking too close to you. Like, you almost get into a fight in Chipotle over a $20 bowl because somebody's too close to you. That's not necessary.
Too close, man.
You're too close. Yeah, exactly. So, thank you.
Anyone else?
I don't know that I have anything. Like, I haven't picked up any. And now this is probably a moment of not having.
What's that?
I said you picked up podcasting.
I guess we could all say that, but like in my
work from home
every day, but that's stuff that I have to do. Well, I mean, I don't have to do the podcasting, but in terms of like a hobby, which I think is something that's fun and that you do in your leisure, I don't think I've actually done anything. I don't have much hobbies now with two little kids anyway, so.
Gotcha. You don't have the extra time that a lot of people picked up with COVID, working from home and this, whatever.
Yeah, right. The whole school thing. Yeah. It doesn't allow me to. Yeah. I mean, I guess the one. I binge watch shows, but that happened before, and now I actually get to do it less.
I'll go next. I guess making more use of the home workouts, even though I hate them.
All right. I can respect that.
I do like going to the gym, but you know, being at things, and you know, from a cost efficiency standpoint, it is a little better to work from home. I mean, to work out from home, you know, less on gas, less gym membership fees and things of that nature. So that kind of echo at least a portion of what Cash was talking about when we talk about social distancing. So maybe making use of masks more often, right? Like if you have a cold. It doesn't have to be COVID, but if you have like a, you know, influenza or whatever the fuck, just put on a mask.
Another thing that Japan has, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do. When they're sick, they put on a mask. It's very, you know, considerate.
Be more like the Japanese.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Good people.
Yeah, so those are things that come to top of mind.
How about you, J.E.? What about you?
I would say a couple things. I like the outdoor dining experience. I feel like people were kind of against that, but they were happy to, you know, be able to go back to their favorite restaurants. So giving more outdoor options, I definitely like that. And I think a second thing that I would say was pretty cool was online from school, work, everything. You know, I feel like giving, you know, I like it. I, you know, you're shaking your head. No, I'm shaking my head. Yes. To having, you know, more online options, just because, you know, this is the future, the time of now, or whatever. I just, yeah, I like that they're opening up things and giving people more access to do things online. Even with the state, like certain things that were only available in person, like going to the DMV to get stuff, a lot more options have been coming out online things. So I like that, the access to online options.
What about working from home? Do you not like Boozer?
I was saying I don't like the school, you know, school from home because of my daughter's experience. Or my experience with her.
Right. I mean, she loves it.
No, she doesn't actually. We asked her the other day. I think this is when we thought we might get the option to enroll her full time, and we asked her straight up, like, do you want to go to an actual school building? And she said yes.
Makes sense.
Robbing them of like their early social experiences.
Right. And that's exactly why she was saying. She's like, I want to see people in person, make friends, meet my teacher. And that's why she's like, as much as I like these, you know, seeing them on the computer and stuff. It was actually because we may have been, you know, we were potentially moving cross county lines, and where we would move to is, you know, schools are open and there is no online option. It's like they go. Mm-hmm. So that was why we were asking her, and she was like, "Yeah, no, I would go. Like, no doubt about it." No. I think she's still learning okay. I mean, she's in kindergarten, so. But she's learning what she needs to. Actually, she got her report card. She had her first report card. And she's learning to read. She's doing math. She's learning about science. And all sounds fine to me. She's definitely doing shit now that she couldn't do 4 months ago over the summer. So in terms of what she's getting out of it educationally, I think it's okay. And I think that's fine up to a certain grade. I think once you start getting, I think I agree with that. Yeah, once you start getting older, I think you need to be in school. Kids need to more focus because it's just way too easy to lose that focus at home. And then at the younger ages, it's all about the social interaction. Like, you miss out on so much. It's also about the health in terms of, like, being immunocompromised and not having that exposure to germs and stuff. Like, yes. I don't want her to be a white chicken, like, going out there. When she does start school next year, she's going to be fucking sick every week because you know, coming into contact with stuff. Like, she was getting sick at daycare. It sucked while it was happening, but at the end of the day, we knew it was improving her immune system. So I was actually looking forward to her going to regular school and being okay. Like, you know, she's already used to this stuff. She already came across this germ and, you know, that bacteria, and it's not going to bother her anymore. So... Right. This is setting her back.
What about you, Bass? You like anything about pandemic? You keep going?
I don't know. I think I like the excuse to be at home to, like, try new things or look into new things. Or before, it was kind of like, I felt guilty. Like, I should be doing stuff. And now it's kind of like, I got the reset to be, like, to explore new things. I'm over the reset, but, like, I think it was good initially.
Wait, I'm trying to follow this. You're saying, like, it allowed you to, like, not have to go out, so then it forced you to do things at home, like, new things?
Like, I was able to, like, look into, like, clothing and things like that and stuff like that, which I wouldn't have probably had the time to do before, just because I was always, like, out, like, doing something, whether it be, like, music, DJing or something like
that. Gotcha. So, yeah. So it gave you more time, which you then were able to, like, pick up other things.
Yeah, I do feel the pandemic sort of slowed me down a bit. I felt like, you know, when you're in the rat race, you either going from work, getting to work, you don't really spend too much time with your wife or kid, nothing like that. You see them, but it's more so transactional, drop it off, pick up, oh, I see you after work. And I felt like the pandemic allowed me to spend a lot more time with them that I would not have done so otherwise. Mm-hmm. So... I would try to make more considered effort to do so. No promises when the world opens up to be like, hey, I work from home, you know, once or twice a week. Let's go do something.
that's not on the weekend. Let's go to the park in the middle of the day, get some fresh air, get out. So that part was cool. Some days it's, you know, a little rough when you got work to do, but that together, because I was saying that beforehand, like, you drop the baby off, you pick her up, and then you got 2 hours to eat, then you put her to sleep. You spend no time with your kid unless it's Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
Now, that's different. I know everything about this kid now. So it's like, oh, you hate that show. You like this show. You don't eat anything. You only just two things. Okay, great. You know? And then we go from there. So it's been a positive, just having a time in that respect.
It's good. Yeah. I could relate to, like, you know, the family, significant other things. You know, I had started a relationship during the pandemic, and it does force you to, like, you know, it kind of gets rid of all the clutter and all the noise and all these events and stuff. I mean, in Georgia now everything's open, but in the beginning it wasn't. So it kind of forces you to get to know people and all that stuff. Can't really go anywhere or be around too many people like that, or at least you shouldn't be.
Right.
Force you to get to know people, for better or for worse.
Or not.
You get the monkey back. Faster. You get the monkey faster, you know?
I don't know.
Allegedly.
Get you in trouble.
About that, buddy. Yeah.
No, I think I made the comment earlier on. It's like it's less expensive to, like, if you're out in the dating world, or even if you're in your relationship, you know, date night is a lot cheaper.
Movie dates now. Like, you guys would meet up on Zoom at a particular time, and both of you would stream something on Netflix or Hulu at the same time.
Oh, yeah, because they got the watch party now for a bunch of those sites.
You have a lot of stuff that came out of it. Zoom, I think there's, like, this Clubhouse app that, you know, everyone's talking about now. Like chat rooms and everything. People talk about different topics, whether it be branding, marketing, business opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Relationships and all of that stuff.
It's invite only to that thing. I don't know anyone famous enough yet to get that invite, but it seems problematic. I think it's like an audio thing where people are just in a room just yelling.
Yeah, just talking.
It's like a chat room on your phone. So if you don't have time for that, still don't wish. But if you are interested in it, I think how it works is everybody that's on Clubhouse gets a certain number of invites, and then they have to invite someone else. So it's kind of like how Facebook back in the day was just strictly for schools.
Yeah.
And it opened up to everyone. So I think Clubhouse is in that phase. So if you know someone that knows someone that has it, so.
Shout out to me for getting our undergrad on Facebook. Back
in the day. Oh, it was you?
About yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
All me.
You have email records of this?
I could probably back it up, yeah.
Yeah, you should probably email that to Hosh and tell him you owe me fucking money, because they probably use it, no?
Allegedly.
Booza Zuckerberg.
Well, you guys remember, it was smaller than even just colleges, right? It was
specifically only just at that point.
No, but it was specifically just the Ivy Leagues were on it. It started out first at just Harvard.
Right.
Then it expanded to the other Ivies.
Mm-hmm.
And then it started going out to other schools, but it was all by invitation. Like, each school had to be added on separately.
Yeah, yeah.
And our undergrad got on there pretty early on, but it was because I had heard about it from a certain someone. And I was like, oh,
well,
shit,
we don't talk
this
about
sounds
you.
Cool.
That's when Facebook was fun, man. Facebook now.
I remember the pokes, and then you go say, yo, you poked me for it, and you poke them. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a weird thing.
It was.
That, I should have known that was the beginning of the end of socialization.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. So I guess I'm sorry.
Changed the story already.
You spread the disease.
It was all you, Boozer.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, because at first I remember I said, I don't like this shit. So people could just read stuff about me. I'm not signing on. And then a friend of ours, Amanda, she signed on a profile for me. I said, don't fucking do that. So then I took it, and then that's how I got Facebook. I wasn't signing on to that shit. I thought it was weird.
I gladly signed on. It was cool.
Yeah, I was like, I'm on this. It's like MySpace. I'm on this.
Yeah, I don't have a MySpace either. I don't have a MySpace. I have an AOL page. I have an AOL profile page.
AOL. The chats and shit.
Yes, that's what Clubhouse is. The chat rooms with people yelling over with celebrities. So you can tell.
Wait, are you sure you didn't have a MySpace, Cash?
I'm positive.
Didn't we go on a date through MySpace? Like, we went on a double date?
Yeah, that was
your MySpace.
That was your MySpace. Don't play with me.
Okay.
That's not me. I don't know.
I had one and I readily admit it, but I thought you might have. I was able to show you her through your own.
No, I think you showed.
I just showed it on mine.
I think I had a Black Planet page. I think I had a Black
Planet. Oh yeah, Black Planet.
Yeah, definitely I had AOL. I had Hotmail. Yeah,
we forget about them. That was like MySpace time.
Yeah.
What, AOL or Black Planet?
No.
Black Planet.
Black Planet, yeah.
Oh, and I think I was too young or busy for Nike Talk for the forums and stuff like that. I wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Oh, those are all the forums with the sneakerheads, the ones with the red and black boxes.
the red boxes.
Yeah.
Got you. Well, guys, do we have anything else?
Oh, lastly, I would like to bless everyone with a Bible verse since this will be the first episode of the year. Just some guidance for everyone. It's from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6. And basically it says, a fool's lips enters into contention and his mouth calls for blows. So essentially, watch what you're saying out here, because biblically you could get punched in the mouth for it. So
You know what, that reminded me of the gentleman in the gas station. Yeah, and that fucking in that convenience store. Some gentleman, he got iced tea can whipped.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Arizona.
I think it was a
banquet Coors can.
Twisted Tea was one of those. But yeah, like the story behind that is there's a gentleman of Caucasian descent, and he was screaming lots of expletives at a gentleman of
racial epithets,
African American. Yeah, epithets at a gentleman of African American descent, calling him N words and things of that nature, threatening him, asking him where he's from, and I'm from here, N word, and where you at, N word, and talking about his mother and all that stuff. Just almost every violation that warrants you getting beat the shit out of, right? Mm-hmm. So after a while, the gentleman that was the victim, well, the gentleman that was getting the verbal assault, grabbed his twisted tea can, and at first he dropped it. And then the Caucasian gentleman said, oh, you ain't going to do nothing with that. What you going to do with that, Amor? What you going to do with that? He picked it up, almost seemed like he dusted it off, and proceeded to slap him across the face with it. And then beat the shit out of him. Like, call me an N-word again. Call me, I dare you. Choked him out, yoked him up, and all of that stuff. And then, like,
just so you know, guys, in 2021, it's still not cool to approach any black man who you do not know and say that word.
Try Jesus.
I think most people know that.
Yeah, no, it's just a perfect service.
Because I'm fine.
I throw hands,
he beat the shit out of him, man. And the funniest crazy part was, like, there's like an older, sounded like an older white lady was like, yeah, that's what happens, pal. I don't even blame him.
Yep. And then the other white guy was like, come on man, that's it, no, he gonna get these punches in the face, he gonna learn. Because the white guy was like, okay.
Oh, you good?
Okay.
My God.
Yeah, so, to Cash's point, watch your mouth, because you could get punched in it for something that comes out of there the wrong way.
Wait, can I read some of the other, what version do you know of the Bible where you're getting that from? Because I have some
James
others.
James as James. Read the other version. Read the other.
Yes. Okay. So, the New International Version, NIV, says, the lips of fools bring them strife, and their mouths invite a beating.
Damn right.
New Living Translation says, fool's words get them into constant quarrels. They are asking for a beating.
Damn right.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Amen. On this Sunday, amen.
I'll end with this last one. English Standard Version, a fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating.
Amen. So, yeah.
One of them said, the King James, apparently. So a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes.
Amen.
I like that
hey,
one.
Hey, you.
That's wild.
Is it like a period right there? Like nothing else?
Yeah, no. Yes, it is. That's it. Mic drop.
That is the verse.
And I think on that note, we can. I think, yeah. I think we can close. I think we can close this shit out on that note, guys. That was tremendous. Watch your mouth, because you can get some strokes. No, left it to interpretation. Leave that to interpretation, guys.
Yeah, do that.
High and low life listeners, you take from that what you may. All right, you guys, we're out of here, man. Be great, be powerful, be blessed. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.